when you set up the record?
In 1938, I think I was 22 at that time.
And how old are you, Garfield?
21.
Ah, you jumped to your honor, that means you got the part of 20 years ago. Tell me, Garfield, any chance,
eh? No.
No chance. What was the wicket like?
No, it was a very good one. The simple reason is that the ball was coming on to the bat, and at no time cleared any tricks.
Ah, now, one other thing, how did you feel afterwards?
Well, I felt very happy, knowing that I had broken the running record and I had broken a record of my own.
How tired did you feel?
Well, I never felt tired like until I relaxed in the night. I felt the tiredness dead.
What about you, Mr. Lane? Do you recall the end of your innings?
Yes, I felt very, very tired indeed, and I had a lot of difficulty in sleeping during my innings, and shortly afterwards, Bill O'Reilly, that Australian bowler, made me work so hard, and of course, Don Bradman, whose record I was trying to beat, is there on the field, and of course,
doing the first to stop
you. Oh, yes, to stop me. But, had I been at Sabina Park, Garfield, playing for Pakistan, I'd have certainly tried a few little tricks, you know.
Yes, tell me this, Garfield, how did Fuzzle bowl?
Fuzzle bowl very well indeed.
They lost a couple of bowlers, didn't they?
Yes. Manu Hussain and Garney. He was both injured in the first day.
Well, I think Foster Leonard and I is interested to know, is Foster managing to travel cover on your wicket side there?
Yes, it's wonderful. Not as much as it is in England, as you know, John.
Tell me, did you you didn't give any practice to Leonard, did you, or did you give one?
I think, a stumping chance to our Fleetwood Spoke before I pushed it. He made one turn about 18 inches at me, which surprised me and also surprised the wicketkeeper. I think that was the one, but the wicket is extremely good. Go nearly as good as that wicket that you have in Jamaica.
Well, good luck. Thank you very much indeed. Very nice talk out with two of you. Care you to meet. Now, goodbye, Garfield in Barbados. Goodbye to Leonard in Leeds.